गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशो नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी नातीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन राधे जय राधावन बिहारी राधा वन बिहारी राधे वन बिहारी राधा वन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Jai Gurudev 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 Jai Jai Gurudev 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 Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahams Parivajakacharya Ashtotarshi Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahams Parivajakacharya Ashtotarshi Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Kshetra Dham Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Yamuna Jai Maya Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Vrinda Devi Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna So we welcome everybody for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So Srimad Bhagavatam Chapter 5 Canto 5 Chapter 6 Shlok number 6 and 7 Shlok is very long so I will just read the shloka athaiva makila lokapala lalamopi vilakshani jarda vada avadhuta vesha masha charitaira vilakshita bhagavat prabhavo yoginam samparaya vidhi manukshi kshayan svakalevaram jihasuratma nyatmana masam Vyavahita mana thantar bhavenan vikshamana uparatanu vrutti rupa rama. I will read the translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and Purport. Lord Rishabhdev was the head of all kings and emperors within this universe. But assuming the dress and language of an avdhut, he acted as if dull and materially bound. Consequently, no one could observe his divine opulence. He adopted this behavior just to teach yogis how to give up the body. Nonetheless, he maintained his original position as plenary expansion of Lord Vasudev. Krishna. Remaining always in that state, he gave up his pastimes as Lord Rishabhdev within the material world. If following in footsteps of Lord Rishabhdev, one can give up his subtle body, there is no chance that one will accept a material body. Purport. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, does not upon leaving the body take this birth again and in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is possible simply by keeping oneself an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. One must understand his constitutional position and the constitutional position of Supreme Lord as well. Both have the same spiritual identity. Maintaining oneself as a servant of the Supreme Lord, one should avoid rebirth in this material world. If one keeps himself spiritually fit and thinks of himself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, he will be successful at the time he has to give up the material body. Shlok 7, I will just read translation. Actually, Lord Rishabhdev had no material body. But due to yoga maya, he considered his body material, and therefore, because he played like an ordinary human being, he gave up the material, the mentality of identifying with it. Following this principle, he began to wander all over the world. While traveling, he came to the province of Karnataka in South India and passed through Konka, Penka and Kutaka. He had no plan to travel this way, but he arrived near Kutakachala and entered a forest there. He placed stones within his mouth and began to wander through the forest, naked and with his hair disheveled like madman. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmanitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in these two shlokas, Srila Prabhupada stresses two points. One, to be considered as a servant of the Supreme Lord. Second, he states the fitness spiritually at the time of death so that you can go back home back to Godhead. And also there is a word, avadhuta avilakshita bhagavat prabhavah, hiding the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, keeping himself like an ordinary human being. So, Lord Rishabhdev, he hid his opulence as a Supreme Lord. We see in various incarnations of the Lord where he hides his opulence as a Supreme Lord. His all pastimes in Vrindavan are simply based on the Madhurya Leela, the highest devotional ecstasy, along with Vatsalya Bhav, friendliness, Dasya Bhav. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, he hides his opulence even in Dwarka also. Although Dwarka is filled with the opulence of Lakshmi Devi, it's an abode of Lakshmi Devi, but he hides the opulence of Vrindavan in that external opulence of Dwarka. And that's why he's unable to hide that opulence in the night when he's taking rest. And that is the time that opulence emerges from his heart in the form of his cry for Nanda Baba, Yashoda Mai, gopis, his friends. And the highest epitome of failure of his ability to hide that opulence in the midst of a Dwarka is his form as Lord Jagannath, Baldevji and Subhadramaya. It's a failed attempt to hide the opulence of a Dwarka. It's intense separation of Vrindavan Dham. In Golok Vrindavan, we know the pastime where gopis leave the supreme, when Supreme Personality of Godhead is playing his fifth note of a flute, and gopis, they become stunned, and in middle of the night they leave their home, whatever they are doing. Somebody is a wife, somebody is a mother, somebody is a daughter-in-law, and still in that external restrictions of the society, gopis leave in the middle of the night and they go towards Krishna. And when they reach Krishna, in spite of the danger of a society, danger of the forest, danger of getting hurt, where they come to Krishna, what did Krishna say? You've left your home. Please go back. Gopis' hearts, they just break. And that time, Krishna says, Na paraye, I cannot repay the debt which you have, you know, I have incurred. Now, Vaishnava Acharya says very beautifully, why Krishna is not able to repay the debt of the gopis? There are three reasons. One, gopis had a single pointed attention of Krishna and Krishna only. But Krishna, as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has attention towards all the unlimited living entities. So he cannot give, it's not in his position, that is his limited position. So that is one reason he cannot repay. Second, gopis left everything in the middle of the night to see Krishna. Krishna couldn't leave anything. He can never leave anything because he is everywhere. So that is the second limitation of Krishna, that he cannot repay to the gopis. And the third limitation is that Krishna rejected. He asked gopis to go back, which gopis could never do. So these are the three reasons Krishna says, Na parayeham, I cannot repay. So we are speaking about the hiding the opulence. So in that connection, when Krishna one day, after Yashoda Mai makes him go to sleep, it was a moonlight night, and he decides to go to meet Radharani. And in the middle of the night, from the back door when he goes, he travels to the forest of Vrindavan. And this incident, this episode is very beautifully given by His Holiness Shivaram Goswami Maharaj in the book Na Paraye. He is not keeping well, and our humble, sincere prayers for his early well-being at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Ji. So he mentions that when he is traveling through the forest and the shadows, even amongst the shadows, he looked like an emperor of the shadows. And when he reaches the place, a desired place, under the tree of an Imli tree, and in intense emotion, when he was thinking about Srimati Radharani, and when he was chanting the name of Srimati Radharani, that intense emotions made him enter within the heart of Srimati Radharani. And when he entered the heart of the Radharani, Srimati Radharani, he could see and feel the love which she had for Krishna. And that intense experience of love of Radharani when Krishna was feeling, very respectfully, reluctantly, his Ghanshyam color got separated from him and set aside, stood aside. And very lovingly, the Gaur color, the golden color of Srimati Radharani, Krishna got under that Imli tree. And that is the tree is famous for Imlitala tree under Vrindavan. So when Radharani, this being a full moon night to hide herself, she is dressed as a completely as a white, even the white mugut she is wearing. Her ankle belt, anklets are tied with the clothes so that noise is not made. She comes into that kunja and she sees Krishna and she sees somebody different. And she says, oh, some demigod has come. And she was about to go. And that time, she hears the name of Radharani. And she says, this cannot be somebody else. And then when Krishna opened the eyes, she sees Radharani. He sees Radharani. And he says, Radharani, I have stolen that love of Krishna from your heart. And now, as I have not been able to repay my debt unto you, I am going to make an attempt to repay your this debt of all of you by taking birth as a devotee. With your love in my heart for me, experiencing the ecstasy of that love, not only I will experience the ecstasy of that love as we offer Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihariji Prasad. He takes all the prasad, tastes all the prasad, and still that prasad remains like that. But here he says that when I am going to taste your love, I am going to distribute that love to everyone, whoever he may be or she may be, irrespective of their qualification. At the same time, that love which I have is not only it is going to get reduced, it's not like prasad, it is going to remain. Rather, that love is going to increase many, many folds. So this is the highest form of a Gauranga who comes here, who hides his opulence as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hiding the opulence as another meaning is a simplicity. When you are simple, you do not show off your opulence. Opulence of the heart, opulence of character, opulence of externals. So His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, once he mentions that simplicity is Vaishnavism. His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj very beautifully mentions in his book that Saralta hi Vaishnavta. When a devotee is simple, when he is not proud of the opulence of Krishna consciousness, then he is eligible to become the recipient of mercy of his spiritual master. Maharaj very beautifully mentions, he says that this mind is so much of uncontrolled. How we can achieve the control over the mind? And he gives a beautiful, most powerful astra for the control of a mind. And this astra, Maharaj mentions as a Hari Guru Charan Seva Upasana Astram. Service at the lotus feet of spiritual master is the biggest weapon by which you can control your mind and by which you can become simple. Maharaj mentions about simplicity. He says that when we are simple, we get an opportunity to hear Harikatha. That Harikatha, what we hear, that association of a pure devotee, what we get, that helps us to clean our heart. And because we are simple-hearted, with a simple heart, the instructions of Guru comes, enters our heart, and then we develop desire to serve Guru. And by serving Guru, we get opportunity to see Krishna in person in spiritual world. However, when there is no simplicity, when there is a crookedness in the heart, we are not able to allow that Harikatha. We may be hearing, but it will not enter our heart. And that crookedness will do the worst possible thing, is that we will become a Vaishnav, a supposed to be Vaishnav, becomes protectionless. And that protectionless heart gets attracted from Harikatha to Asatkatha. And that Asatkatha brings fall down. We are speaking here about the simple Vaishnavas. We see in the literature, there are so many examples of devotees who have opulence, but on behalf of the Lord, they hide that opulence. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, in one of his lectures, he speaks that how the worst possible situations can happen only in devotee's life. Maharaj speaks that if you remember Mother Draupadi, she was a Samragni, she was an empress. But what do you remember about Draupadi? Only two things. One is her disrobing, her utter helplessness, her pain, her separation, intense separation from the Lord. In fact, His Grace Govind Prabhu very beautifully mentions that when Draupadi was being disrobed, Lord was playing dice with Rukmini Devi. And suddenly Lord got up and started running, and Rukmini Devi says, "Where are you going?" "Nay, my dear devotee, Draupadi is in distress. I have to rush. Take a chariot. Chariot is ready. Charioteer is ready." "No, no, I need to rush fast. Take Garudji." "No, I can't. I have to go much faster." "Then how will you go?" He said, Lord says that Draupadi has built a bridge of her tears and a chariot of her intense helpless cry. With that, I will be able to reach there as fast as possible. Just imagine the simplicity of the heart of Draupadi. She has just finished eating her prasad in the forest, and Durvasa Muni with thousands of disciples are coming for prasad, and she doesn't have anything. And in her same intense helpless prayers, she calls the Lord, and Lord, lo and behold, is there to bless her and take her out of the trouble. So this simplicity of the heart is a very much essential. Simplicity doesn't mean a darubalya. Weakness and simplicity are different. In fact, Maharaj writes that durbalya or a weakness is nothing but a part of a duplicity. Draupadi was simple, but she was not weak. She was Kshatriyani. When Krishna was going for as a messenger, in person, Draupadi meets Lord with tears in her eyes and her hairs are loose. And Krishna promises Draupadi, don't worry. I am going as a messenger, but your this loose hairs, I will take revenge. Lord personally takes revenge for the loose hair of the Draupadi. Maharaj also mentions a simple devotee. Gajendra, who was he? He was an animal about to lose a battle with all the weaknesses of indulgence in a sense for gratification. And when he was about to die, that graha, crocodile was pulling and willing, winning. Utter helplessness, simplicity of the heart, he just picked up a lotus and offered to the Lord. And it is written that Lord was telling Garudji, run fast, run fast. And Garudji could not keep the speed, becomes unconscious. Lord is keeping Garudji on one shoulder, with another shoulder hand, he is with his Uparna, fanning Garudji and running towards Gajendra. His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj very beautifully explains this incidence. He says that when he reaches to the Gajendra, he pulls him out, and along with that, graha also comes out. He also knows that Lord has come. Let me not leave the feet of the Gajendra. And graha is moksha. And when very beautiful thing happens, Maharaj says that Lord bends down and touches the injured feet of Gajendra, caresses it and asks for forgiveness. Please forgive me. It took time for me to come to you. This is the simplicity by which Lord can be attracted. There is, recently we had Lord Narsingh Dev's appearance day, and I was reading one story again about simplicity. We know the ferocious form of the Lord. It was something, that same Lord with the anger when he cuts the head of Shishupal, he is so sensitive, even though he is angry, that not a single blood falls into that sabha, so that, you know, it becomes inauspicious. That much is sensitive. But here, as a Lord Narsingada, when he comes, he is extremely angry, beyond his capacity he is angry, that Lakshmi Devi says, I have not even seen this form, forget about seeing this form, I have not even heard about this particular form. And that angry form, the same metal-like nails, tears apart the stone-like Shila Tanka, stone-like heart of chest of Hiranyakashipu. Same Lord, when sees 5-year-old Prahlad, that same metal-like nails, they become like a soft petal and put Kara Kamala Graha. You know, it is said that Kar Kamal, he puts his caresses the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Now, this same Supreme Lord, there is a story, there is one disciple of Shankaracharya named Padmapad. He was very famous. So many people used to come and meet him and take his guidance. And he felt, and his Aradhya Devata was Narsingh Dev. So he felt one day, I need to go into the forest and do meditation upon the Lord Narsingh Dev. And he goes into the forest, and in deep forest, he sits and about to meditate on the Lord, and one hunter comes. Now, hunter by nature, by profession, he is an illiterate. He sees this sannyasi and he says, oh Bairagi, why are you in this forest? Now, Padmapad Swami thought, what will I explain to him? So he said, I am looking for someone. He said, you are looking for whom? Tell me. He said, no, you will not know. Are you? I will not know. I am in this forest since my birth. You just tell me what you are looking for. I will get it for you. Since you have come in this forest, I will get it for you. Now, Padmanabh Swami just wanted to get rid of him. He said, I am looking for a half animal, half man form. Oh, really? You are looking for this animal? I am in this forest. Not only I am, my father, my grandfather, my ancestors have been in this forest. I will get it for you. This hunter goes into the forest and he says, before going, that if I don't get this animal for you before sunset, I will end my life. He was simple hearted. And with one intention, the form which he was described by Padmapad Swami, and one in the word in his mouth, Narsingha, Narsingha. He is looking for the forest. He began with the ease for the known area, couldn't find. Dupair ho gaya. He started going to the places which he had never visited in the forest. There also he couldn't find Narsingha. Ultimately, about to appear, evening sun was about to set. He went in the most darkest areas of the forest where nobody dared to go because worst possible living and subtle entities used to be there. Even he went into such area in search of a Narsingha Dev, but he couldn't find. He put his life at risk with single-minded determination. When he couldn't find Narsingha, that animal, that's what he said. He put a rope, got a rope, tied around his neck, and he was about to hang himself. And lo and behold, Lord Narsingha Dev was right in front of him. And Swami Padmapad says, oh, see, you are there. I was searching for you. Now you are there. Immediately he removed his rope, put around Narsingha Dev's neck, and just like a cow is led by a cowherd man, Narsingha Dev with all meekness was walking behind that hunter. And he brought him towards that Swami, Padmapad Swami, who was in a deep meditation. And then this hunter broke his meditation and said, Bairagi, dekhiye, aapke liye main wo prani leke aaya, aapko jo chahiye tha. And Padmapad Swami, with great disturbance, he opens his eyes, sees hunter, but what he is speaking, he couldn't understand. He said, aap kya bol rahe ho? अरे देखो ये यहाँ पर प्राणी आया है मैं आपने जो बोला था कहाँ है कुछ नहीं है but then he sees the rope which is from his hand is going down and up and then things ends over there the rope is there in the air only and then Lord Narsingha Dev speaks said Padmapad I will not be able to show you my form at present But this hunter, he was so simple-hearted that I had no other option but to appear in front of him. His simplicity, his intense desire, and single-pointed determination made him appear in front of him. So this is a beauty of a simplicity in Krishna consciousness. The simplicity we see in so many great Vaishnavas as well. Mahatma Vidur, Srila Prabhupada says in his one of the lecture that why Vidurji called was Mahatma. Mahatma is one who knows Krishna, as simple as that. Even amongst entire opulence he was living, he was hiding the opulence of love of Supreme Lord Shri Hari. And his better half, as simple as there, that she offers him the banana leaves rather than the banana. And when he was completely insulted and he was disrupted of all the opulences and respect by crooked Duryodhan, what is there in the heart of Vidura? That now I will be able to see my Lord. And just imagine that same Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, when he is about to complete his external pastime, that is the time he remembers Vidura. This is the simplicity with which Lord gets attracted. We are also speaking in this shloka about leaving the body. How? Here Srila Prabhupada writes that maintaining oneself as a servant of the Supreme Lord, one should avoid rebirth in this material world. If one keeps himself spiritually fit and thinks himself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, he will be successful at the time he has to give up the material body. I was just contemplating yesterday evening about the class, and one wonderful Vaishnava I could remember, and I thought I will share with you. There are unlimited such examples. We have right over here, our one of Brahmachari Prabhu's father came during Damodar Leela. Right in front of the Lord he came, he paid obeisances, and in this very temple he left his body. He was simple Vaishnava. Sincere, simple Vaishnava. Fit to go back home, back to Godhead. There was one boy from Maharashtra. He was trained as a physical teacher. Got attracted to Vaishnav philosophy. Joined Nigadi temple in Maharashtra. Got a wonderful name from his spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Rohini Tanaya Das. Maybe some of you must be knowing him. In young age, very beautiful, very healthy body as a physical teacher. By Lord's kindness, it is said, Maharaj says that Lord favors his devotees. And we know Srila Prabhupada's, when Lord favors devotees, Lord takes away everything from him. And this wonderful Vaishnava, Rohini Tanaya Prabhu, had a very healthy body. He gave up everything for the mission of his spiritual master, like so many of our Vaishnava, Brahmachari, God brothers. And one day, it was diagnosed that he has a thigh cancer. He came to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. We did all the CT scan, PET scan. It turned out to be that it was a very aggressive cancer. And what for that, we were contemplating in our very, very limited way of a hip disarticulation. That is, removing the whole limb so that cancer doesn't spread. Disarticulation is one of the most difficult and major surgery, where you don't just cut the limb, you remove the whole hip joint along with the blood supply and nerve and muscles and soft tissue. But his heart was completely beyond our limited medical imagination. He said that, I don't want to go for this type of treatment, chemotherapy, radiotherapy. He said, whatever Lord has given me, I still remember, I spoke to my teacher, Dr. Paralkar sir, about this case. And my sir was so much disturbed when this Brahmachari Prabhu was, he couldn't understand that why he is not going for treatment. He's young, he will be, we can try and save him. That was the mood. But he said, I don't want to go for this vigorous Ugra Karma treatment. And then he decided to go for Ayurveda somewhere near on the way to Navsari, my native place, Balsar. There is one cancer Ayurveda hospital he was treating. So every time I will go to Navsari, I will see him, take prasad and spend some time with him and get tremendously inspired. So the time was progressing, cancer was progressing. Ultimately it was decided that he comes to Bhaktivedanta hospital for the palliative treatment. That is the last stage of the treatment. We were giving him painkillers, more and more and more morphine. We were injections 3, 4, 5 times we were giving. And one day he was going through so much of pain that he told me that, Prabhu, I am being crushed under the mountain of pain. Please do something. So many sannyasis came to see him. Radhana Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj. He got blessings of so many Vaishnavas. Ultimately, time came. His desire was that he wanted to leave his body in Nigadi temple. Before that, there was an eye camp time. I was sitting with him, sharing some beautiful, we were sharing Krishna Katha about the pastime of Srinivas Acharya, who goes to spiritual world, searched for Radharani's lost ring. Srinivas Acharya's disciple, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he finds that ring, gives to his spiritual master. His spiritual master gives to her in their gopi form, and it gives to Lalita. Radharani becomes very happy and gives her tambul to gopi form of a Srinivas Acharya. They come back to the physical form in the earth, and when they have a massive kirtan, they get this fragrance and they realize it's a tambul of Radharani. So after this story, we share this story. And I said, Prabhu, you have to catch train. Please give me permission. So while going, he said, Prabhu, can you please pray to Radharani that to be merciful on me? I went to eye camp, and on his instruction, I went to Barsana temple, Shriji temple. Early morning, all the Brajvasis were bringing some or other gift for Radharani. I went empty-handed, empty-hearted. I just prayed for him. And while I was standing in the corner, the pujari called me. He said, "Idhar aao." So I went. And he said, "Isme Radharani ka maha hai, sambhal ke leke jana." So I was in a rush because train was supposed to be, evening train pakadna tha. And I took that maha prasad and thought I will take it for Rohini Tanaya Prabhu. And then I opened it. And to my utter surprise, it was a tambul of Radharani. So these simple-hearted Vaishnava's prayers, who has dedicated his life at the lotus feet of his spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, his prayers were reciprocated by Radharani. His disease was increasing, and then he started going into semi-comatose stage. Just see a Vaishnava culture, how a Vaishnava culture was so much ingrained. We know that Bhishma Pitamah, when he was passing his external form in Lila, when the Lord came, even though he was in Ban Shaya, and the one who knew the etiquette of receiving guests as a Mahajan, he received Krishna and Pandavas with his eyes, tears, and with his words. So Her Grace Yamuna Mataji, she was in our hospital that time, and she wanted to meet Rohini Tanaya Prabhu. And we went with Shamanan Prabhu, when we went into his room, unexpectedly, even though he was in the semi-comatose state, he became very much agitated. He started moving his limbs and hands, and Yamuna Mataji was sitting and she was chanting. We were wondering what happened. Then it struck to us that his his dhoti was opened up to his knee joint. As soon as we covered his dhoti up to his feet, he became calm and quiet. So in that stage of a semi-comatose stage also, as a Vaishnava he knew, as a Brahmachari he knew that such a respected Srila Prabhupada's disciple have come and he should be, you know, properly receiving him. Finally, there was a great anxiety in our heart, how to take him, how to fulfill his last desire of going and leaving his body. That is where he had given his life. Shyamanand Prabhu, myself, Rohini Kumar Prabhu, we were looking after him. And in the morning, we said, today or never. Well, he was already, he had begun gasping. His breathing had become laborious. So that's the last stage. But we were wondering, really in anxiety, great anxiety, what if he leaves his body halfway? Still we said, let us make an attempt to fulfill his last desire. As soon as we took him from the stretcher, on from the bed to the stretcher, suddenly his heart rate became very fast. And I was worried. I said, my God, if just shifting causes his heart such a turbulence, how will we be able to travel? Somehow we made an ambulance, we made a doctor, oxygen, pulse, BP, everything we kept, emergency medicine, cardiac ambulance. We went down and Madhavan Prabhu saw him and he became very grave. He said, Giriraj Prabhu, if you would have told me this is his condition, I would have not given permission to send him. But now stage was already set. We told that driver, ambulance driver, go by this route, you will not find any signals, you will be able to reach faster. They went, and every half an hour we will call up and say where he has reached. And by destiny it so happened that driver took a long turn and he went by the same route where there was heavy, supposed to be heavy traffic and signals. One of our that time's brahmacharis, Gaurnitai deities, we had placed in the ambulance so that on the way the Gaurnitai ji is there with him. And then we were worried, you went by the wrong route, it will take longer time, what if he leaves his body on the way? But Sri Sri Gaurnitai were in that ambulance. Driver told us that we are not getting any traffic and we are not getting any red signal. Every signal, it's a green signal. Ultimately, around evening time, with a great anxiety, we were waiting for the phone and a phone call came and said that Rohini Tanaya Prabhu has reached the temple of Nigri, Sri Sri Radha Govindji. It was a small temple that time, that small ground floor temple. And we had a sigh of relief. Shyamanand Prabhu, me, we said that we could, you know, send Rohini Tanaya Prabhu. But there was a utter surprise was awaiting us. After half an hour, we got a phone call that while Rohini Tanaya Prabhu was in the temple hall itself, flower was offered to Srila Prabhupada, flower were offered to Sri Sri Radha Govindji, and he was kept there, and devotees went to make arrangement for his room, to arrange the AC and everything. And while they were making these arrangements, Rohini Tanaya Prabhu left his body right in the temple itself. This is a story of a simple heart who has dedicated himself at the lotus feet of his guru and Sri Sri Radha Govindji, who was fit at one particular time physically as a physical teacher, but while leaving his body, he was utmost fit so that Guru Parampara can assist him to reach at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govindji with full protection. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Any points, any questions, any tippani, please? Hare Krishna.